It's the Rundown Thursday. We are in the Oakart bar. Wall to wall, ceiling to ceiling, Oakart. Oakart everywhere. Everybody, this football season, we're all drinking Oaks and Ginger. So go get yourself some Oakart, get yourself some ginger ale, pour yourself a nice little Oak and Ginger, the Uncle Chaps, as we like to call it. Sip on it, tweet us, use the hashtag Oak and Ginger, and we're all going to have a very good
they're
football season
really
together.
Good.
They are good. Of course they're good.
Chaps knows how to make his drinks.
He's a fancy boy. He knows what he's talking about.
He's an alcoholic.
He's an alcoholic.
Hey. Yeah.
Look.
Not in a bad way.
No, a good alcoholic.
Right.
A
he
word,
likes to party.
You know, come on.
Right.
He's a party. Right. He's a party guy.
As long
he's a hot wine
as long
guy.
As you do your work, I think you're allowed to be an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Like once it affects your life. Yeah.
Right.
Alcoholism
right.
is
and
just fine. He does his job better than almost anyone.
Yeah. Except when he's here, in which case he's.
That's
like,
first night chaps.
Out.
First night chaps always struggles. He always bounces back.
He's alcoholic one night per trip.
Yes.
For like six nights a
first
year.
First night.
Right. When we went to Newport for his Alive Day. He was one night.
First
chaps.
Night chaps. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't even make
once
it.
Once you know,
night.
But once you expect it, it's like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's okay. Chaps in town. First night's gonna be wild.
The Rundown is brought to you by SeatGeek. You know the deal. SeatGeek. They have all the tickets for concert events, live sporting events, comedians, theater, all of it. Any place you want to get in the building to watch live entertainment, SeatGeek has the best tickets available on the secondary market. You find your event, you find your seat, you click purchase, you got your ticket. That's it. No fraudulent tickets, everything's guaranteed, and you know you're gonna get the best price possible because there's full transparency. You see every ticket available on all the various sites, you know exactly how much they're charging over here, how much they're charging over there. You purchase the one that you want for the right price that you want. Go to SeatGeek, download the free app, use the promo code RUNDOWN under settings, and enter RUNDOWN, you get $10 off your first ticket purchase. So download the app, settings, promo code RUNDOWN, $10 off. We start with what is probably going to be one of the more viral videos of the year. The office was buzzing in the morning. You guys weren't here yet. The morning crew was like loving Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC. The Stop the Hammering rant, as I think it will be called.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering.
Right up there with Bill O'Reilly, with Francesa, with Chris Berman, all those other assholes. Lawrence O'Donnell, stop the hammering, is an all-timer, if you ask me. You guys don't think so?
I think maybe we missed the buzz.
Wow.
We must have missed the buzz, because that was not a must-watch at all.
It's a point of contention, Riggs.
That was the worst must-watch I've watched.
I think it's too long. A must-watch has to be shorter. 8 minutes
not only
is
that,
too long for a must-watch.
Not only that, but it was a decent rant. It never, like, crescendo to like the beat never dropped. Like Bill O'Reilly got to that point where you're like, he's gonna fucking fight someone.
Nope. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
This guy was just.
I thought
stop
there was
the hammers.
Some crazy person behavior.
I think this is like groupthink. Like you guys all were like, wow, it's so early in the morning. No one should be up. What time was it?
Disappointed.
What time?
I don't know. It's like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's like, wait, that's, yeah, you guys.
That's when you're
sorry. I want to love it, but I want, for John is exactly right. When you say must watch, it can't be 9 minutes.
Yeah, the must watch is tough on a 9 minutes. You're right.
And it can't be like, just go to the 4 minutes
like,
in.
You need like a chopped up version. Like Frankie
right,
Borelli
yeah.
made a two minute version, even that's long, for the
right.
radio. And it's when you hit the Labor Day, stop the hammering. Fucking sucks. It fucking sucks here.
It just fucking sucks. It fucking sucks to be out here.
With a bunch of very well-delivered goddams. And you see his face? He's
a
got
good
that
goddamn
crazy
is.
This might be, you know what, this also, I'll put my hand up. This might be just being jaded by the internet. Like where we, like
well,
4 years ago,
guys,
this would
like,
be unbelievable.
I
but now
I
it's
think,
like.
I don't think you watched. But of course, you didn't watch the 8 minutes, right?
Well, because
we sat there in the morning, we scrubbed through and skimmed through all 8 minutes. There is Bill O'Reilly-esque moments, but I
okay,
understand
so then,
where you're coming
so
from.
Then if that's the case, you have to take the must-watch off because a must-watch, you can't say this video is great.
Must
this great
yeah.
video is great if you skim through all 9 minutes because that's too much.
It
boy.
Is. And I think these guys go so over the top. I think, look, we got shit going on at all times here.
Yeah.
Be a professional.
Oh, I see, that's why I was on Larry's side. I don't know. Who's hammering? Stop the hammering. Why are you hammering?
If I can't hear the hammering,
you wouldn't hear. But there's chaos going on here
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, but our production,
I'm zoned in on the
our
camera.
Production sucks.
The production is fantastic. Don't say that in front of Sean. But there's other people just going crazy at all times. There's always noise here. No one ever says shut up. It's just like, you just roll with it, man.
Well, actually, Dave,
be a professional.
No, but it fucking sucks to be here sometimes. It fucking sucks.
It does fucking suck sometimes.
We are all Larry at times.
If you just let that play, like that was basically like a first round bust kind of thing. Like if there wasn't all the hype of a must watch, I'd probably be like, you know what, that was a funny video.
Oh, okay.
But because I mean, it had the must watch tag. Here. It was. It,
I haven't. The I actually
expectations.
Haven't seen,
I thought he was gonna. I pulled it up, and I thought he was gonna fight someone.
It was Frankie Riggs, Francis. I don't think Keith was really in on it. Gaz was laughing. I mean, I haven't seen people react to a video like that in a long time.
I think that's just you guys.
It like buzzed through the office.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Come in later.
Yeah,
come in later.
Fuck you guys. Let's get to a really important topic that's super fun to talk about: baseball Mets.
Ooh,
I did 2 hours on the radio on this.
Ooh.
You guys will be talking about this topic. Dan, can you put up baseball nets or not?
I have no problem with it. If little kids are getting smoked with line drives,
no.
Like, so I didn't know what was said on the radio, but.
What it comes down to is Dave, and he thinks that there's a lot of people like him, can't watch a baseball game through a net.
Well, first of all, he has not been to a game in forever.
That's what I said as well. He said, I do not sit behind home plate at Fenway. I don't sit behind home plate because of the net. I don't want to sit behind the net on the first or third baseline either. I said, I think you're a fucking asshole.
I sat behind a net at Wrigley like last week. I didn't notice it at all. It's just
sit behind a net at a hockey game all the time.
I brought up the hockey. He said, I'm a baseball fan. I don't care about hockey.
Also, this is also Dave. Like, Dave Portnoy only cares about Dave Portnoy. So he can't actually, like, visualize what it would be like to have a child, like, smoked in the face.
I was the loser with kids who's changed and gone soft. Dave is consistently cool, tough guy who doesn't care about
it. I think I gave this a hard time when they first put up the nets. Because it was because an adult got hurt, and I don't feel like an adult.
Yeah, no, an adult getting hurt, like you have to be better than that. But once you get kids involved, so basically the solution in my mind is put up the nets or make every section close to the field 18 plus, which sucks for kids because like baseball is a game.
So Dave's argument
was
inconvenience those kids and those parents. They're not allowed there. I want to go to watch my game with no net in front of my face. I think that changing the age restrictions of a fucking thing is just not is that's a more radical change than you have to look.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
that's definitely what it comes down to me.
Like, I was just saying, if you wanted a compromise on the other side,
right?
But I no fucking problem with the Nets.
But I mean, he brought up other sports, and I was like, if there are people who are getting smoked in the face, and the result is that you have to look through a net, I don't care about that.
I mean, what inspired it in hockey?
Well, we were discussing golf. I don't really give a fuck about
golf. I don't think golf.
And I know you can't have
like
golf
either.
Up, but I was like, if there was a scenario where like a little kid was dying because of a golf ball, I'd be like, I don't know, put up a net there too. I don't fucking care.
Also, golf's a little different because like when a shot is going errant, everyone knows
it's not coming 105 miles.
Well, everyone knows though. They're like,
you're not 100
like,
feet
hey,
away
it's coming this way,
miles.
And everyone in the gallery is like, oh shit. You see how many guys get like smoked by a golf shot, and it doesn't even do anything to them.
Yeah, I mean, you can make very strange, elaborate arguments and straw man arguments about the whole thing. What do we got, Hubs? We got stats.
Manfred just came out and said they're going to redouble their efforts to put nets up everywhere by next year.
I mean, it's just a stupid argument because it's going to be there everywhere. Yeah. We were looking up stats. There's been 1,800 injuries. But what does that mean? 1,800 injuries last year alone.
What does,
but
does that want, mean? A bruise does he want or some, does he want a, like a little kid to die, like it did?
That's
in hockey?
I mean, that's what Hub said. He was like, "Does someone have to die?"
Because someone did die in hockey.
He said that.
I don't think it was a kid. I think it was a woman.
I thought it was a little girl.
Blue jacket. Maybe it was a little girl.
It was pretty young. Yeah.
It's like okay. Well, this is pretty.
It was
dumb.
An example. Jim Rice carried a fucking 4-year-old who got hit in the head, like off. He went onto the field, down the dugout with him, carrying him. Some kid in the 70s, a 14-year-old kid, fucking died. Yes, when you do the math, there's this many games and this many pitches. It's like getting struck by lightning. But if the solution is just that dickhead Dave Portnoy has to have something in his field of vision, I don't
fucking
care.
Well, he also said he doesn't sit behind the net anyway, and he doesn't really go to baseball games, so why are we
that's my main argument is, like, until now, like, no one was waking up this morning being like, I fucking hate that there's nets behind home plate. So we're extending it, like, 10 rows.
Right. Yeah. There's always hullabaloo, like surrounding this.
And then nobody
once
cares.
Once it's up, everyone's just like,
if they did, no they, one goes that's what they should do. Right. You know what? That's what they should do. They should just extend the nets and not tell anyone they did.
Yeah.
And I bet you the majority of people wouldn't even realize.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Guaranteed. If they did it at the beginning of the season, even, it was just like,
Oh, so like, yeah, they should do it like 5 feet each season.
Right.
And just don't tell them.
Right. Nobody perfect. Would know or care. Another hot button issue today. The UNH girls singing Gold Digger, not censoring themselves, dropping the N-bomb.
She give me more, I say she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke niggas. I say she a gold digger.
It was on Snapchat and then obviously has been posted everywhere else and gone viral. John, can white people say the N-word?
It depends where you are. You can say if you're in your car. I'm a
comfort
huge,
of your own home.
If you're in your car,
if you're at a Klan meeting,
it's like you can do whatever can the fuck you want in your car. Yeah. Like I say shit in my car that like would make my mom cry. It's like, who gives a fuck? Put the windows up like an Office Space. Like roll the window up.
Let the rage out,
dude. Like say I don't know, host a Klan meeting by yourself in the car. I don't give a fuck.
Really, what this comes down to.
But once the cameras are out, don't say the N word.
Yep.
It comes down to two things. One is, like, I understand why, like, you have to understand 2017 and that, like, a bunch of white girls, like, singing this out, of course people are going to get upset about that. So use your brain for a second.
That was my argument.
Two, I do get, like, it is a lyric, but, like, use your brain. Like, use your fucking brain.
I'm not offended by it. I do.
Oh, you're not offended by it?
No, I do say the word when I'm rapping, when I'm singing. It's at a concert, in my car, certainly not in mixed company. If I was just like at a party, I don't think I'd be like belting it out. But I do think you can sing lyrics. I don't have a problem with that.
Yes, I agree.
I do have a problem with particularly a sorority, which is like a public group. You get in trouble for hazing, you get in trouble for drinking, you get in trouble for Halloween costumes. This keeps happening. So you have to know, and you can't put that out there.
Just be smarter.
The sororities and fraternities have like a million strikes against them.
So do I think those girls in that video are like racist that should be kicked out of school or something? No. I think they were having a great time. I think they're stupid for putting it on the internet.
That's really what it comes down to is like, it was very stupid to put on the internet. I do not think, like, if the internet does what the internet does sometimes, like they should not like ruin all of their lives, which the internet
could very well do
and just be like, This is this person. Like,
which is again why you have to know that you can't put those things on the internet.
Right. It's not like I remember there was one that was like a fraternity like bus and that kid. Oh no, there was a fraternity song that had
about
like that was like that's your own song that you made and you're singing like
I like Kanye and I'm singing this song.
Right.
And still a little tone deaf, whatever. With Gold Digger in particular, because it does the rhyme scheme so perfect. Like there, we were talking about this morning, like. Like Jesus walks, where he's like, and next these, and then they yell it. That doesn't even fit. So you don't just say that.
When you just stop singing, from digger to silence is like that stinks.
It's hard to sing Gold Digger.
You guys are artists. You like the music of it.
Right.
You got to keep you got to keep the art form pure.
What do you do if you were in front of a camera? What's your move? Like
you go with friend, right?
Friend, but I also don't get in front of a camera at
sing
like
this
big
song.
Parties where everyone's singing these.
I think I would just
but that's really what it comes down to.
What it comes down to is
do not think any of these girls are racist, but you just have to know that in 2017 this is going to be a video that's out there and everyone's gonna be like, don't do that.
Right.
Like that's just common sense. So 100%. People who are like, this is a crazy people who are outraged or are acting in, you know, insane. It's like, no, I kind of get like, this is kind of in the theme of everything that happens.
Correct. Last topic, and then the after show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings is back. They're hosting a $100,000 Pick'em Challenge. The Pick'em Challenge is, so there was the season-long fantasy forever. And then we decided that was too difficult. You had to use the brain too much. So we created weekly fantasy. And now we've decided that's too hard too. So now we're doing Pick'em, where all I do is organize every player into 8 different tiers, and you just pick one player from each tier. You don't have to do any of your own reasoning. You don't have to do any of your own research. They basically do it all for you. Pick 8 players, 1 tier each. You got your team. It's as easy as it can possibly get for you to make money while watching football.
I think the math of the salary has always been what kept me from fantasy sports.
They need to do a little free tip for DraftKings. Get it even easier. Maybe just make a league where it's like pick 5 players, most touchdowns win. No other stats. I
just
get down with that. Yeah, just touchdowns.
What if they just start drafting entire teams and you just pick that team?
That's what I was thinking.
Like pre-shopping. You know what I mean?
They do it for you.
They do the whole lineup for you.
I'm down with that.
It's just like, I'll take that whole team.
Yeah, but just touchdowns would be nice.
Yeah, I
can get
down with
that. Just count the touchdowns.
You don't have to worry about reception, point for this, point for that. No.
I used to be in a fantasy baseball league where it was just a year-long most home runs wins.
It's like betting the over, too.
It's yeah,
like
you're just rooting for yeah. All you do is root for home runs. Yeah.
So go to DraftKings.com, use the promo code RUNDOWN. You'll play for free in the $100,000 Pick'em Challenge. That's DraftKings.com, promo code RUNDOWN. Don LaGreca, last item on the list.
He's getting trashed. I love this.
Me fucking too, man.
Oh, I love it too.
I thought you were against it.
No, it's hilarious.
Okay, good.
Dude, the fucking
I'm all
lisp
about,
from, is yeah. like the funniest thing
the
ever.
The Pythagorean theorem shit is awesome.
Yeah.
So,
was it the Pythagorean theorem? The Pythagorean theorem said that the Reds ain't offensive line, that their record should be 1-1. That's the Pythagorean theorem said that the Giants offensive line, that their record should be 2-0.
When I talk about... Let me just say... So in New York, it's Kay
LaGreca.
Wait, there's
different.
He's
stupid. An idiot.
Yes,
but I fucking
he's
love
not,
him.
He's not a totally.
Okay, wait. Well, let me get into it first. Let me just set the scene. All right, because
let's go.
Kay and LaGreca is a New York show. Michael Kay sucks. He stinks. He's got a big head. He's an asshole. He stinks. LaGreca's always been by his side, and he's always been pretty good. I've always liked him. I've never really had a gripe with him. So that's just a little color on who the guys we're dealing with are. What he's saying on the whole about like. Stats. He's arguing like the sabermetrics guys are nerds and all that shit. I understand on the whole that idea is ignorant. In this specific instance, the Giants offensive line stinks.
Agreed.
They are not 1-1. They are 0-2, and they are going to suck because of Eric Flowers and that offensive line.
But who, like, what? Point me to the person who said they're actually good. That's
well,
where his
I
like
think,
argument.
I think he's
actually just fighting against no one.
I think this is probably it was a radio caller, which is
well,
also
the radio
like, caller's
not a
people...
nerd analytics guy.
I thought he was referencing a specific article
that was like the Giants offensive.
Somebody out there is saying that the stats show the Giants should be 1-1, so we shouldn't panic. That's what this came from. So I don't
well,
know
that's a stupid argument. Yeah,
I don't know whether it was a fan. I don't know whether it was a sabermetrics type of guy, but somebody out there is putting out there. We shouldn't panic. Technically, we should be 1-1. And it's like, but you're fucking not.
But it was
and
a
your
great
offensive
rant.
Line. They haven't, LaGreca references this stat. They haven't failed to put up 20 points since like 1976. I mean, there is a.
40 years!
I've been watching football 40
years!
40
years!
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years. 40! 40 years!
Furry little Ewok looking fuck. I love it.
And the slip in line about. They don't know a naked body they haven't seen on National Geographic.
That was great.
The people that sit there at their desk that only know the naked body through National Geographic that do the math.
That was
awesome.
The Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah, I don't know. So I didn't. Did he do a little bit like? So he had me with the lisp, and then I was a little confused because I feel like he went from a nerd to like a mentally retarded.
Oh, he definitely made that.
Yeah, he like got lost in his own rant where he was just like, ooh. Yeah. I was like, what's going on? But it was
he went full retarded person.
I mean, it was so entertaining.
Yeah,
so entertaining.
And he's right. He's still right.
Yes.
Yes.
The sabermetrics nerds are like they're always so cocky and just like be like. I'm 100% right about this. Like, no, use your fucking eyes. That team sucks.
Okay, yeah.
The
so
eye
I
test
totally
is
agree.
Still
yes.
a thing
the
on
eye
some
test
level.
Absolutely is still a thing. You can just say something stinks. There's no advanced metrics to be like, oh, this guy's actually good. The only reason I said he's stupid is I don't know. I have not seen one person say the Giants' offensive line is good.
Well, I mean, obviously
so then he's
someone
just fighting
did.
Against no one.
But he's I mean,
but
obviously
no, he
something.
He could be fighting
we
against
only
no
saw
one.
The we only saw the second half of the clip. Obviously, something inspired
I don't
that.
Know.
The 1-1 thing prompted it, and I think he's saying they're 0-2, and it's because of this offensive line, and that's not changing. There are certain instances where advanced metrics are, of course, a good thing.
No, part of it.
I think baseball,
use both.
I think there's a reason why baseball has that stat because it's such a long season, and it's like. There are batted balls that like are going to stop falling for hits eventually.
Right. Well,
and you're winning a bunch of one-run games. Like eventually, this pendulum's going to swing the other way. There are things that I think you can put credence into. The Giants' offensive line ain't one
no.
of them.
No. Yeah.
that,
no. This
that
is
O-line
like the
sticks.
Argument. Like you know, sabermetrics nerds are like, you know, there is no such thing as clutch.
Oh, yeah, there is. That pisses me off.
There is such a thing as clutch. Right. I've seen clutch. We all have seen clutch.
I mean, that's just like you. Have you ever done anything in your life? Because it applies to like if you're in a pressure situation and you're the type of person who gets like nervous about it or not. That happens in professional sports too.
Right. Exactly.
So,
like everything with this is like there's always a middle ground and people just refuse to take it. It's just like sabermetrics can be helpful. Also, you can use your fucking eyes. There's always like the two people just fucking fighting the entire time. Where you're just like, well, you're both right a little bit.
The fucking
it's
lisp,
the world. Baseball
was
nets, man.
So funny.
What do you
the
got
lisp
for the
was
show?
So funny.
You know that sometimes when things go off the rails, when you're like doing an accent, you're like, oh shit, we got racist.
They
there.
Probably went to break, and he was like, what? I blacked out. What happened? What did I do?
Don LaGreca. That's a fake name.
Too. Don Larusso.
That's such a perfect name.
That's such a fake name.
It sucks that he's stuck with Michael K. Because he would probably be great New York.
I know
radio.
This is also the guy I saw on like the New York television on Sunday night. It was like, you could maybe do better than Josh McCown. He's 0-10 in his last 10 starts, but he's still like a pro quarterback. It's like, did you realize the sentence you just said, buddy?
Oh my God.
Yeah, what do we do have for after show? Anything? Nate's crazy.
Yeah, Nate's been walking around all day. He's saying he can't get work done, but he's been walking around all day.
He's having one of those days.
Standard. Me and Dave's rivalry is like fully back on.
Yeah, so what? Fully yeah, so on. I missed a lot of this fully yesterday. So
I actually tried to use Don LaGreca to get out of the arguing because it was a terrible radio show. So I was like, all right, we can all laugh about Don.
That's good though because
Dave didn't have his headphones on. No offense, didn't listen to the clip and then said, I really, really dislike you. I hate your guts.
Good. Good. It needs to be. The world. You've been putting up with his shit for too long.
All right, let's back like on Portnoy. Fuck nice. Yourself.
Who's Team KFC?
Oh, I don't know about all that nonsense. I just know that in there, Dave was being Clay Travis today, and I was like, "You're fucking insufferable."
The rivalry's back on.
Back on, bitch.
You said.
Yeah. By the way, how insecure is Dave? He's got to get like actual and like shirts.
Wearing a shirt that with Team
for
Portnoy.
His little yes
basically man. Saying that you can say the N-word and that like little kids dying don't matter.
Oh, I was
like,
oh, okay, Clay. This all is making sense.
Okay, Clay.
So yesterday, yeah,
I'm looking at him right now, and he just has it both ways. The bottom line is this: I like how he can hear me because I don't have to listen to his mishmash. He basically said on the radio today, "I don't care if my kid cries in your face for 6 hours on a cross-country flight." And cries and pukes on you because I have a kid and you don't. So, like, I don't care about anybody but me and my kid. That's what he said. You don't care about anything. He put the entire, he said if a kid falls out of the rafters, so I'm just talking over them right now. If a kid just falls from the rafters in the upper deck, he'll net the whole state.
They're saying
he wants
come
the
out.
Kids to walk around in a bubble, like bubble boy.
They're saying to come out.
I'm not talking to them. I've already, this guy doesn't want to walk down the street. He wants to put nets on the fairways of the PGA. He wants the entire fairway, PGA. Sad.
Stop fucking
I care about other people. I don't care about me. I care about the kid. Mm-hmm. The KFC's kid is ruining their entire
you.
Vacation.
What, Sean, do you want to, all right, what did you say in the rundown?